League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Happening,
and welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell them who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank, also known as Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
And we are the host of this podcast that we have been doing since 2015.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. This is the first year we've been crazy consistent, so we are thankful for everybody who's been on the ride with us.
Absolutely. If y'all been here from the beginning, then bless your soul.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We got it together this year, 2020, threw some punches, but we see y'all. We see y'all. Anyways, this podcast is about any and everything, and we love being able to interact with our audience, especially our live audience, which is our Patreon.
What's up, immediate family?
Yes, they are Tank's Riders, our Angel Wings. They are our immediate family. And you too can join our immediate family by going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. So thank you guys for being in our audience. What's up? Banger. Pew, pew, pew. Also, we want to say a special thank you to our three sponsors this episode.
Absolutely.
We've got Usual Wines, mm-hmm. one of my favorites, BetterHelp, which is always necessary, and a new sponsor to this podcast, Pipe It. So I'm so glad that they decided to sponsor us, because when they sponsor us, it helps to make this podcast happen. It helped me be able to pay for an editor. We're going to be able to have a nice background here soon that my husband is thinking about working on.
Oh, I was going to put it up before this one.
Oh, well, it didn't happen.
You were so just pessimistic about it.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how it's not going to be in my way or cause another.
Okay, it's a lot you don't understand.
Listen, I said, we had our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what our discussion was. Let's go ahead and let him in, because
we talked about the discussion.
No, I'm saying it was a good discussion, I feel like.
Come on.
We talked about the Marcus, obviously. You all are in my office. If you're not watching this, I should mention that you can watch this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV if you're just listening. But we're in my office, and my office is not the neatest space at all, okay? Even the part that is actually neatly categorized is messy.
It's the cleanest part of the office, is what y'all can actually see.
But it still looks messy.
It's messy. So imagine what's under our feet.
But that's not what we were talking about at all.
We ain't. We not. We weren't.
The background, because it doesn't look uniform, Marcus really wanted to just put a nice solid background, like the podcast.
Like most podcasts. They have something in the background to make it, basically the space look like you're in a podcast space and not.
I wouldn't say most, because most podcasts, a lot of podcasts don't have a, a visual.
Okay. Well, that's what we're creating, god dang it.
He wanted something like...
We've been doing this for 37 years. It needs to look more professional.
How married are you? He wanted to do something kind of like How Married Are You. It's just a very solid... That's Belief in Yvette.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
I did. I showed you. It was a pink background. It was just... It's really clean. And you were like, yeah, like that. The problem is that because my office space is small and I actually use my office space on a regular basis, I didn't want anything that was going to add to the already clutter in here.
Yeah. And I get that. And that's why when I brought it up, she didn't know my entire plan for it, 'cause it's going to be easy to put up and out of the way. Mm-hmm. Didn't disclose that. She didn't ask either. She was just like, why are you about to add another element to this? And I was like, you ain't even asked me how this is going to look. But I didn't offer that information either.
And also because currently, you all already know, those who have, I say you all already know, I'm talking to our Patreon, but also the audience that has been with us for a while. I am the producer of this podcast. Just because I came into this with way more knowledge than Marcus did. Not that I had much more, but just knowledge on how to even get our podcast up. Even when we started doing with the ads and stuff, I just had more knowledge than he did. So I am responsible for basically recording, getting the audio edited, getting it uploaded, and making sure that I pull the ads. So I was just like, instead of adding something else, take something off of my plate. And he was like, okay, tell me what I'm taking off your plate. Give me access to the ads so I can do it. So we're going to start shifting responsibilities so that Marcus is taking on more of a producer role instead of just talent. Because most of the time, he just does talent.
Crazy ass chick. All she had to do was just do it. That's all you had to do was just do it. That's all you had to do. It's like, hey, do this. All right, cool. No. But I was working in my zone of genius. I said, you know what? I can make the space look better. So let me do that.
No, it's not just to do it. Don't you pretend. Because you know, I sometimes have to remind you over and over again what I want from you.
All right.
Okay.
Good. And I have to remind, like, we have a cleaning lady that comes, or people that come once a week, and you would never know.
Yes.
You would never know.
Are you trying to put that on me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But this is why I said I will never pay for somebody to clean this house.
But no, part of that is they weren't as good as that first. The first people I feel like did more. The people that I had to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
These cleaning people, I feel like they're like,
What can they do? They can. They're here to clean, not organize and straighten up.
I need that.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to pay a whole lot more money.
I only need to pay it for like one time.
Well,
I need
you somebody. Did.
Well, then I need somebody to do it again.
That's more than one time.
I need somebody to organize us. That's what I need.
All right.
But no, there was some stuff she left on the credenza. I was like, there were two cups there. Why were those not put in the sink and washed?
That's on you. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Don't worry.
Like I said, y'all don't want me to pay for somebody to clean this house. You talking about I would be the most irritating person to live with.
What do you mean? Why?
Because if I pay to have it clean, it's going to stay clean, god dang it. I probably won't even need them. I definitely ain't going to need them once a week.
I don't actually need her once a week. I think she's
You think purpose. I'm anal and a jerk now when it comes to cleanliness? Oh, listen, it's going to get so much worse.
Listen, I actually am going to be hard on them because when they leave, this is what it is. When they leave, I don't feel like the house is a whole lot cleaner.
Hmm.
That's to be fully honest. All right. The first time the first people came,
yeah,
I felt like, woo, y'all did that. I feel like with them, because they don't know where things go, they're not willing.
They definitely don't. Well, them first people, I'm still looking for shit that they put up. Excuse
That's
me.
That's what I appreciate a little bit. What I would like for them to do, and I'm going to tell them this, I'm going to give them a basket and be like, if you don't know where it goes, put it in here.
But if it looked like it's supposed to be there, leave it alone. Because you know what, like if I have something right here, and don't just be putting stuff up.
But see, this is the thing, is that if they don't know where it goes, at least we would know, okay, it's in that basket.
We got a basket already.
What basket?
The basket on the dining room table.
That little, because
and that's what the first people did. They put everything in
and
that basket.
I actually appreciated it, but I still don't know. I don't even know where that stuff should go. A lot of it is paperwork.
Well, hey, you know my rule.
Yeah, you say this, and then Marcus be the person that be like,
I will throw stuff away
Angel,
so quick.
Angel, where was that thing?
Where's my marbles? I want my marbles.
I'll be like,
Martin fans will get it.
I'd be like, you threw that away, sir. That's why they're
I'd
not
be like,
here.
Well, I'll be back. I'm going to buy some more. If it means having a cleaner space, I will throw. I don't care what it is. Like
I'm getting better.
I'm throwing it away. It's like, Marcus, that's your truck. Well, it's in the way.
But I think I need. That's what I'm gonna have to tell her. Like, don't just leave it. Like the fact that my fireplace mantelpiece has not been cleaned off pisses me off. I'm like, you know that stuff don't belong up there. No.
I will just cock my arm at a 45 degree angle and put the trash can right under and just walk and sweep.
You're gonna be like, where
clean.
You're gonna be like, where are the keys to the thing? Because we ain't got no extra key to that. It's in that trash can.
I gotta cut it open. I'm fine with that.
Okay, so which segment you want to start off with?
I had thought of a different topic too.
You did?
Yeah, I thought of one when you threw the first one at me.
Okay, well, first let's do the first segment.
First
then we'll
segment,
do which one you want to do. In My Feelings or Tanks and Pride?
We can do Tanks and Pride.
Didn't we do that last week?
Yeah. Oh, you trying to switch? All right, we can do in my feelings. I don't care.
Let me tell you why I'm in my feelings, y'all.
Why? Is
that I'm now scarred for life.
Why are you making a fit? Where's your home?
It's okay. Not enough. This is over here.
Oh, it's closing up good. Y'all, I'm good.
You guys.
Care. You ain't scarred for life.
I am. On Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, I was being a good wife, the wife that Marcus does not like to acknowledge, the wife that washes all the dishes because we don't have a dishwasher.
She's trash at washing dishes. She is, not you.
I hate you. I did not realize that one of the glasses that were Chantel, in the sink.
Ain't nobody get caught smashing. God dang. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm responding to our family.
I was like, what is happening? So, I didn't know one of the glasses was cracked. So, you know how when you get deep into, because you got to get the residue in the inside. You can't just be washing glasses at the rim and then on the outside. You got to get at that bottom. So, I put my hand in and was working it. Whacka! On that second, whacka! The glass.
Whacka. That's the sound. If you put a microscope to the glass when you're cleaning it, that's the sound that comes out.
Whacka. Yeah.
Whacka, whacka, whacka. Move to the next.
So on that second whacka, the glass separated, sliced into my finger as well as multiple places in my hand. I looked down because you know how it is when it's a clean slice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see nothing. Then all of a sudden,
yeah, that blood,
it opens.
That blood don't even know the door's open. It's just like, oh, y'all the back door. Yeah. Let's go.
The doors of the church are open. The doors of my fingers came open and the blood started to spew out and it was like open. Now, I definitely don't do well with my own blood. Don't let me bust my lip. No, I can do blood from my nose. I can do period blood. But anything else that ain't supposed to be bleeding, I ain't here for it. So literally, to keep myself from passing out, I close my eyes, I drop my head, and I just start yelling, Marcus!
Angel's always yelling my name in this house, y'all. It's just like, what does she want? So, but, of course, I get up slow.
But no, little Marcus could hear the anguish in my voice. So he was like, Mommy, what? What? And I was like, not you, your daddy. And so,
I'm like,
Big Marcus
that's
was
how
like,
I'm walking. Ah.
And I was like, and then he was like, when he sees me bent over, he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I was like, I cut my hand.
Y'all would have thought somebody surgically opened up an artery of Angel and just left the blood flowing.
They did.
By the end of the night, Angel shaking.
Oh, God.
About to faint.
Oh, I did. I had to lay down.
She thought she was going to throw up. Again, sickness. Everything leads to sickness with Angel.
I thought I was about to throw up. Because I was. I had to go sit on the toilet, and it ended up coming out the other way. Like, my body was like, abort mission. Something is wrong. And then Marcus, he gets so much joy tending to wounds.
I couldn't be all in, what's it called? Destitute?
Destitute?
Is that the word?
When you're sad and just...
I don't
down.
Know. Fire and brimstone because you over here acting like you got shot up 19 times. We got to take your leg off.
But Marcus was like, all right, babe. So we going to pour some peroxide. First, we going to rinse it off. Ugh.
I'm just trying to talk her through it like what I'm doing.
Now, mind you, it feels like my finger is flying open in the wind.
It kind of was. See, I'm waiting on it to heal completely so I can tell her.
Don't you tell me.
Once it's healed, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to draw it. I'm going to pull up some videos on YouTube. I'm like, this is what your skin, your flesh was doing this.
Don't do it.
That day you cut it. She can't take it right now. So I was like, all right. Because she looked at her fingernail, it was closed up. And I don't know why she don't have it covered up.
Because it came off.
Well, put something back on it.
I can't. I'm so weak now.
Because I keep telling Angel, I've been there. The last thing you want to do is have something healing. And it won't hurt. But when it pops back open, it's just like, because you can feel exactly what happened.
Oh, my God. And I'm not being dramatic. This is literally my natural way that my body is reacting to this. It's not me trying
Angel's
to be.
Like, but I damn near had to carry her to the table. Like she, Angel thought Angel would act like she lost 6 pints of blood. We only got 8 in us. Six pints was gone.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And now my hand. Oh, she looks was like,
I have the scar looks so bad. I said, nah, I don't.
It looks like it a shark looks bite. Great.
She's like, do I need stitches? I was like, nah, girl, you don't need no stitches.
I think I might have needed stitches.
She definitely needed stitches. However.
I told you. I knew I needed stitches.
But you
stitches.
Don't, because I closed it up.
That thing
I
was did, open. That thing could talk.
I did exactly what stitches were going to do.
That thing right could talk. If it could talk, it would talk to
the therapist. It did talk. It, like, it looked at me. It was like, what's
help.
Happening?
That's our first sponsor, BetterHelp. And let me tell y'all, this is a sponsor that everyone should be looking into, especially during the holiday season, which I do believe, don't quote me if I'm wrong, this is when a lot of people do suffer from depression, is during
Absolutely.
The holidays.
Yeah.
Especially during the colder months. So you all definitely shouldn't be suffering alone, okay? And this is what I'll read to you all about this. Is there something interfering with your happiness, or is something preventing you from achieving your goals? There are so many things that is happening in the world right now that it's kind of hard to digest mentally. And there's also habits and stuff we have that truly cause us to not be able to get to where we want in life. Well, BetterHelp will assist you with your needs and match you with your licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You get timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you don't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now, this is a special offer for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners. Get 10% off your first month at Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
So, you guys, long story short, I thought that I was literally going to just pass out and die. I didn't know what to do. It was so much. Marcus did not care. And I just was, ugh. So, I've been wearing Band-Aids. Y'all know I don't like sticky stuff. But I've been wearing Band-Aids.
Yes.
He got so much joy at putting...
Stop making a fist. That's why you need a Band-Aid on.
He got so much joy at putting alcohol on there and making it burn.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. You know it hurts.
How did?
That's always my go-to, though.
How did you feel having to take care of me? How were your feelings?
I've had to help you change gauze diapers after pregnancies. That wasn't nothing.
So the gauze diapers after pregnancy really got on your
nerves? That wasn't on my nerves. That was a little like somebody poured red Kool-Aid,
oh
a whole
God.
Gallon of it. I'm like, you can deal with that, but you can't deal with this little cut. I was able to stop the bleeding that night, so why would I care about this little cut?
But this was like, I got hurt. The aftermath from labor, that's not hurt.
The hell it ain't.
It's not injury.
Shit.
That is not injury. That is literally my body taking care of itself. So that's why I'm like, how is
this body's taking care of itself now? Look how it
No, but
up.
Not when I cut myself. It was not, this was an accident. An incident.
All right. What's your question again?
How did you feel having to take care of me, your wife, your best friend?
The same way I do right now. I just felt like it needed to be done.
You didn't feel no way seeing me in pain.
Yeah, I was hurt. You were hurt. It hurt me more than it hurt you.
Did it?
Yes.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm not.
You just broke your Sammy. Y'all, he's such a jerk. So that's got me feeling bad, is that I now have a scar on my finger and on my hands, and I don't like it.
It's gonna go away.
Okay.
You need to see. You need to be covered up with Neosporin on. You need that vitamin E so it heals and the scar goes away.
You know
away.
What would be good? Because the band-aids just keep coming up. If we just do gauze now.
No, you need to hold it together. It's not, the skin hasn't reconnected yet, Angel.
No, but I'm saying, can we not hold it together with the gauze?
No. How does that work?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Jeez. You see how?
What? You hard-headed.
I'm not being hard-headed. I was offering a suggestion.
No, this is what needs to happen. Give me your hands. You need something. This is the flesh that was flapping. This is what's still connected. We need something to do. Oh, sorry. 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 I forgot. I thought it was this one. Sorry. Sorry. We need something. Well,
no, don't you continue. No, no. Look. Oh, hush up.
We need something to do this and hold it together until it doesn't pull apart. Right now, it can still pull apart.
Marcus, you're being mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to let you know what needs to happen.
Tell what's got you in your feelings.
You! God dang.
Got you feeling good? Is you skipping to good already?
No, got me pissed off.
Why?
It's hard-headed.
I'm not being hard-headed. The band-aids fell off. They fell off.
And I tried the little stitches,
strips?
Yeah, whatever they are. They kept coming off. That wasn't working. Anyway, what's got me in my feelings is the post office, all right?
Oh, yes.
The post office can kiss... Mm-hmm. All of my
butt. Yep. But no. No.
Y'all, I'm telling you, like, I hate these people right now. I hate the organization. They need to go out of business. Like, no. For real. Like, we truly need an alternative to the post office, and not like FedEx or anything. Like, an alternative, because they are trash. Mm-hmm. They are pure, unadulterated trash.
Now, listen, we're going to do the caveat of you weren't having these major problems
I'm going to get there.
Okay, go ahead. I just, because you call them such trash, I want to acknowledge the fact that these are essential workers that are working during COVID. They probably have to come in contact with way more people than we would ever want to come in contact with.
I'm an essential worker as well, and I feel their pain, and I don't care. So, y'all, they are losing... I'm losing my mind over this. So, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you know it's different.
All right, it's different.
Okay.
You at the post office. You in a building. You ain't around a bunch of people. You ain't around the public. You scanning packages.
No, the people come into the post office. What are you talking about? When
I drop my stuff off, they ain't seeing me. They ain't seeing nobody else but them goddamn packages that they are supposed to be scanning and mailing off. And apparently they ain't doing it.
Go ahead, baby.
They ain't around thousands of people.
But they're around things that people have just touched.
We all are. That's why you're an essential worker. Yeah. Ain't nobody around more stuff than me that other people touch.
I thought you were doing new construction.
We are doing new construction, but it's still in an active airport.
Okay. I'm not trying. Listen.
Get off me.
I'm not the enemy, back up. Marcus.
You got a wound. You need to tend to it. All right, because you're flesh.
Go ahead. Tell them about why you mad at the United States Postal Service.
These people, oh my God, it's pissing me off thinking about it. So I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. So if you put in an order and it was, if it says it was shipped out at the end of October, between the October 23rd and the 29th, somewhere in that area, there was a lot of shipments a lot of orders I got, and most made it to where they were going, but there was a large number of people that still have not received their goddamn orders of man shit.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day I get new emails about people saying, hey, I'm just checking on this. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten it. I'm like, what? So as I've been going down, and I don't track every single order, but I do constantly check the app, and I'm looking at orders just to see where it's at in transit. And a lot of these, it makes it look like that I have printed out the shipping label and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even if we were getting, if I was having people buy insurance, the post office could easily be like, well, we never received the package. Because I put it in their box and they're not scanning. I don't know what these people are doing, but they're not getting my goddamn orders out. And I am infuriated.
Yeah.
Like, I truly am.
Yeah.
Because it's now I'm paying for shipping. Now I'm paying for my product to get sent back out.
And he's it's just paying for new products. Yeah, paying for new products. Yeah. To make the new product. No, and I get it. It is for, because like what, the first time it happened, I was just like, well, you know what? That would happen naturally. That would eventually happen. Yeah, first,
when it was coming, you know, when it would come in the past, it was just like, all right, you know, that's just the flow of things. This type of things happen. Now it's like, what?
Yeah.
Enough, like more? And they keep coming in like people. And I'm like, a month later, that pisses me. Angel knows, if you put in an order, I don't like waiting more than 1 to 2 days before I ship it out.
Yeah, he's very adamant.
And that's why I don't ship it out at the end of the week, because I'm like, post office doesn't work on Sundays and I don't want it sitting somewhere. So I will purposefully wait until Sunday night to make sure it gets in there first thing, so it's there Monday morning and can start their process. So when people talk about, you know, I got this notice and this is the 26th of October and I still haven't got it, I'm like, what? And it's been more and more and more. And yeah. I'm like so pissed off. So we were looking at other avenues as far as going to UPS. And that's what I'm going to end up switching up to. I don't care. I can't deal with these people no more. And the ones that are in currently, I'm going to have Angel go, because she'll be able to take them up there and have them physically scan each one in individually. Like, scan it. Is it good? Scan this one. I wish I could be up there to do it, because that would be just, they wouldn't like my process of how it. Now, where does that go? Then now that you scanned it, go put it over there.
And it's because we're having to do our own fulfillment. Somebody just asked about us using ShipStation, and I actually haven't used it, because this is the first time that we'll now have multiple things leaving out of our house. But we are going to try to go through another carrier. I already had several issues with USPS at our old house, because stuff that I would order would always go to a manufacturing site that had a similar address, but not the same. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say our address was 3550. Any package of mine would go to the address 3558.
Yeah.
So I would even have people write in large letters on the box for a residential address. Mm-hmm. And they still take it.
Yeah, we kept getting stuff from some commercial. Remember, people would write letters about their disgust of this I don't know what the company was. It was a manufacturer.
They were a distribution center. Yeah, so distribution anytime center. You be ordering random stuff in the middle of the night that's like
QVC stuff.
It kind of like QVC, or you want this fantastic hose that shrinks to the size of a dime. Order it now. Like, what this center distributed. So they would get my African dresses. They would get all these. There was something I ordered from Beyonce's website. They got that. I would, maybe 3 months, Marcus's aunt sent us clothing for the baby, for the twins. We got it 3 months after she sent it, because it would take the distribution facility would have to
She lives in California.
They would have to go through their whole entire process before sending it back to the post office. So I already have PTSD from.
And that's what I was saying. We would get people writing them letters about how they disliked the product or disliked something that they did. They would come to us.
Yeah.
Like handwritten letters on top.
Right. So I decided that I want to be able to send the Mama Likes boxes without doing without doing USPS.
Yeah.
Because, and if I end up having to do USPS, well, this is the problem. I know somebody said that they take their stuff in and get it scanned. My mother took my husband's last shipment of stuff. Yes. She had the man scan it, and he still end up missing one. Because it was a bunch of them. Marcus had quite a few orders go out. And because all the packages look the same, there was one that did not get scanned because it still just says confirmed. However, it does not say in transit.
Right. When it says confirmed, basically the confirmed goes out as soon as I print out the shipping label. I don't print off a shipping label unless I'm taking it to the post office right that minute, or, you know, within that couple hours or whatever. When they say in transit, I realize, okay, that means they have scanned it, and I don't know what that, how it shows up on their end.
Yeah.
But it was one of those in that bulk. It's like, everything is in transit except for that one. I'm like, how did he miss this one? Yeah. And it still don't mean they're going to get it. I've had people that say they've gotten theirs. They don't have it, but it's at their post office, and it shows it's been at their post office for weeks. I'm just like.
So, yeah, we're trying to come up with a way that, one, people who decide to support us or like our product and decide to buy it from us, that they can actually get their product. And also, like, for us, so that we are not ended up losing. Obviously, we have to budget in for loss. That's just a part of being in business, is that you will sometimes lose something, or something will get lost in transit, or something might end up damaged. So we are trying to budget for that. But at the same time, we don't want to have to budget for the mistakes of USPS over and over again. I understand they're overworked. I understand they're understaffed. I understand that a lot of this facilities have closed. I get all that. But I don't want him to continue to use them, or for me to use them, at the jeopardy of us and our customers. So I was going to go ahead and jump into what's got us feeling good, but I feel like we are at a good place to go ahead and talk about Absolutely. Our next sponsor, who we've never worked with before, but I'm excited to work with them now. And they're called Pipe It. And the reason why, of course, I would like them is because it has everything to do with mommy and baby and skincare. So Pipe It is a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Any parent who wants the best for their children, and that includes using only the safest products on their delicate skin. Pipe It has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra dental baby lotions, oils, cleansers, and right now you can score 25% off its entire collection of personal care items. Pipe It sets the standard of clean and best performing products. While the FDA bans only 12 potentially harmful ingredients in skincare products, Pipe It bans more than 2,000, ensuring its products are safe, effective, and use only non-toxic ingredients available. Let me tell you right now why this is so on brand for us. My kids be smelling like us. They really get to smell like babies, because a lot of the products for babies, especially the major brands, I'm not going to mention them, they have a lot of toxins in them because the U.S. allows for it, where we're just like, why would we put that on them if we're not going, we would never put that type of stuff on us. You know what I'm saying? We're very cognizant. That's the reason why Marcus is launching all natural body butter for women, is because we're in the business of liking to use like things that are toxic free on ourselves and our kids.
Yeah.
Well, Pipe It is the answer to that. If you're like that, Pipe It's $5 hand sanitizer is infused with soothing skincare ingredients like saccharin and glycerin, plus germ-dominating 65% ethyl alcohol. Is that how you say it? The fragrance-free Pipe It hand sanitizer uses similar ingredients to its other products, like the saccharin and the which is derived from sugarcane and the glycerin. The antimicrobial sanitizer contains the alcohol, the 65%, which exceeds the CDC's recommendation of 60% alcohol in sanitizers for effectiveness. So it's going to be clean cleaning, sanitizing, sanitizing. Yeah. Okay, so product benefits. Eliminates 99.99% of harmful germs and bacteria. Skin stays protected and soft, non-sticky, lightweight gel, fast absorbing, no rinse required, safe and healthy for the whole family. So I would like for you all to visit pipeitbaby.com and get 30% off with the promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
One more time. I would love for you all to visit pipeitbaby.com and get 30% off with the promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Okay? So you want to get their hand sanitizer product, okay? Because it's not going to dry your hands out, and it kills and sanitizes your hands. It kills 99.9% of germs. Y'all know what time we living in. Let's not pretend like we don't understand what's going on right now.
Y'all better get that Pipe It and get something clean.
Get something clean, okay?
Get it genuinely clean. Yeah.
Okay. So, baby, what's got you feeling good? What's got you feeling good?
On top of all the whole, you know, the man shit orders and everything, this wouldn't be a problem if I didn't have a business that I'm running.
Hey.
So I do see the silver lining in it.
You better.
A problem nonetheless. However, it's, in my opinion, a good problem to have.
Yeah.
You know, I can't complain about, you know, the headaches that come along with people, this amount, the amount of orders that I have coming in. Mm-hmm. Something like this is bound to happen. You know, you can't be 100, nothing has 100% success rate except mm-hmm. for inconsistency.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Say it again, Marcus.
Come on. Say it one more time. But even, nothing has 100% success rate except for what?
Inconsistency.
Are you saying success at failing? Or success at what?
Inconsistency.
Oh, success at it. You being successful at inconsistency. Yes. Got it.
Like processes and procedures and stuff. It's mm-hmm. like nobody shoots straight to the top without some hiccups. That means something mm-hmm. ain't right.
Right.
Anyway, so that does got me, that I try to look at it that way. That's got me feeling great. And like everything that we doing as far as this whole platform, y'all, I got a little something that coming down the pipeline. Just started my own little quick something. My own little quick something. Y'all might see it sooner than later. I'm a little excited about that. And also the Bottle and the Beautiful, that was a success, like as far as people's reactions and the everything that we put up, like with the mukbang, the mm-hmm. videos that are vlogging. Mm-hmm. This next vlog going up is going to be like probably 80% me, ain't it?
Yeah, a lot of it. I mean, there'll be some.
Yeah.
Of
I know it's like everything, but it's like y'all gonna see me more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got all that stuff's got me feeling great.
What's got me feeling great before we get into this topic is Marcus getting a newfound like energy to really. I don't want to say take this career seriously because it's not that I don't think you take it seriously. It's just your thoughts and your actions weren't matching.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I don't know.
And I feel like we were seeing some matching this weekend. My husband was on it. He was filming some stuff until late at night. I think
it was like 2 a.m. by the time I got
it. It was 2 a.m. I was super excited because I feel as though, one, this is the thing that I can't wait until my husband buys into. He doesn't yet, and I understand there's a part of him that will not die, and it shouldn't die, but I will beat it into submission eventually. We talked about it in one podcast, is that Marcus loves to just do it on his own, even if I'm like, let me employ the tools that I now have access to make this so much easier for you, as well as a standard even surpassing what maybe you had thought of.
Yeah.
But I am trying my best. It's very hard to sit in the back seat and allow him to drive this for however long. And then when he finally goes, okay, let me be chauffeured.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah. See, because the problem is y'all know how much is on Angel's plate. That stuff takes time. And when I have my mind made up to do something, I'm like, no, we're not going to call so-and-so. We're not going to set up so-and-so. We got everything to put up something or to do something right now. So that's what I'm going to do.
And I don't mind that. And that's the thing. I don't mind that. I do not.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said, yes, go ahead. Just so you can get a feel for this, go ahead. But some of the reasons why you weren't bringing up so much time, you brought up money.
You were in the past to have somebody else, like, man, I don't mind, but I'm like, yeah, I ain't about to pay.
But no, you even said it last night. You were like, this ain't making me no money yet. Why would I spend money on it? And I was like,
that's me, y'all. I'm like, if I can do it myself, that's why I'm so hands on. I'm like, if I can do it myself.
But sometimes because just like you have a lot to do, that's the reason why some of your ideas have taken you longer to come to fruition. Because yes, everybody know I got a lot to do. Absolutely. But
now I'm gonna depend on her to come up with something else for me. It's get not out of that here, I'm fit not gonna me come up. Schedule. No. That sounds like it's stupid ass puppy all over again.
Listen. What
you this, know? What we'll let's go. Get this.
You already know I've gotten real good. When I say let me do this for you, what do I do?
You do it after you do it. You do it annoyingly.
No, that's not this. You lying. What? I hit up my assistant and I say, I need for you to get this, and done for me.
That's please. If it's something for her to do.
But even this would be something. I'd be like, I need you to contact these people. No, that's the reason why I was like, I knew you were in the mode to do what you were doing last night. But like in the future, I was like, please let me put it like this. What I know is that I was in your shoes 11 years ago. I was doing everything. I had great ideas. And what would happen is I would do all this work. And if the great idea did not take off quickly, it was really, I still stuck with it, but it was really hard to maintain the same energy and focus when I wasn't seeing the desired results. And a lot of that had to do with because I couldn't get the quality any better than what I could do on my own, because this is just, as we say, zone of genius. It wasn't even my zone of competence. It was my zone of, I got to get this crap done, so it's going to get done. And not only that, like knowing that other people, like I would watch other women that were having this like great quality stuff, and it'd be because their husbands would learn how to do it. Their husbands would be like, I'll be your videographer, I'll be your editor. And I was like, shoot, my husband can't do that. Well, you're now in the position where while I don't necessarily have to be your videographer, I can get you that videographer, I can get you that dope editor, so that when you jump on the scene, you pristine. You know what I'm saying? Because your content idea is great. I don't want for that to ever be the pristineness and the professional, the where it can be professionally at to ever be a distraction from you being able to like get the attention of the brands and everybody and the audience so that you deserve.
The reason for this boost here lately is because I had something that I usually don't have, which was time. We had a break.
Right, time.
Yeah, we had a break, and I'm just like, I'm going to do this, and this over this break. And then we got busy, even though we wasn't hosting a bunch of people. We got busy with, you know, Thanksgiving and everything. So when it came to yesterday and the day before, I'm like, oh, no, I'm definitely doing this stuff before I have to start my regular work week back. I just think it's interesting, very, very interesting how Angel tells me the same type of stuff that Kev be telling her.
It's
literally like the same stuff, and Angel will sit there and fight back, and then we sit there and she's telling me.
That's where Kevin is a lie. I don't fight him. That's why I'd be like, Kevin, you better acknowledge the fact that I am making strides.
I'm making strides. Angel, you better acknowledge the fact that I'm...
Wait a minute. Is this not my in my feelings I feel good about?
Huh?
I'm telling you, this is what I feel good about, was that...
You didn't say that.
This is what my my feelings is.
How you gonna turn your in your feel? I feel good about, but he what he need to do?
No. I said I am also. I can't wait until you get to the.
Y'all see how she turned it into a lecture?
No, it's not a lecture.
You did turn it into a lecture.
No. I was you were mis-explaining what my intentions were, so I was re-explaining it so that you would understand.
All right, y'all let me know.
Listen, Sherry said, yes, she did. See, I'm excited for you. All I'm saying is that I don't want you to ever, you know what, if you want to talk about Kev, let's look at Melissa, for instance, right? She got to jump into the honest to God influencer space, right? At a level that most women couldn't dream of, to be able to have someone style her, to have someone come up. Like, most people have to work their way up to that. They can't, and not to say she hasn't done the work. She's done the work. But because of what her husband has built and what she's been a part of, she doesn't have to start at square zero. And I understand you find, the reason why I'm not fighting you so hard is that I do realize that you find value in trying to do some of it on your own. And I'm saying, I can't wait until you get all of that out of you so that...
Good luck.
So that I can... Because also, I am... so that I can introduce you to a team that can take all the thoughts, all the great thoughts in your head, and just make them pop so much. But
me, when I'm ready to do something, nobody moves quick enough. And I know that.
But and then the other thing is because I do know that you don't have a lot of time, is that... I don't think you realize, because you've only experienced, like, when I work in Hollywood, how slow people move. The internet moves a lot faster than Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That if you allowed me to put a team behind you and your ideas, you would be going at the speed of lightning. And you'd be like, that was it? We good? okay, and then get to see the finished product and be like, you're already going to be proud of what you did because what you did is going to be great.
I ain't even edited it yet, and I'm like,
and I don't even, I'm like, you sure you want to edit? Because I can send it to my editor and I'm paying for it. Da-da-da-da. So I asked my husband, I'm going to let y'all know right now. Okay. Just so y'all know. So it's on the books.
Put it on the books.
Okay. I asked my husband, I said, I would be honored if you would allow me to produce the next 5 of what you're doing. He said he would think about it. But I just want y'all to help him. I want y'all to help him think about it faster and give me a yes.
We got some time.
I know we do, but we don't. We do.
We definitely do.
No. We do, but in a way we don't, because the sooner you let me start producing, the sooner I can start putting a team together, the sooner I can allow you to start coming up with the other ideas, because I do want to produce whatever your ideas. I don't want to produce with my ideas. I want to produce with your ideas. So and that's the other thing that my husband will have to learn, because I know I have this vague idea. Right now, I'm about to jump and do it. Where when you're involving...
Like, think it through.
When you're involving multiple people, it's just like, no. Give us everything you got right now so we can start honing on what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And then we can present back to you, this is what we're thinking. And you could say, all right, let's do it. Or, okay, can we switch this to this and this to that? I just want you to experience where you're headed to, because you're going to even surpass that.
Yeah, I know.
Listen.
No, I have no doubt in my mind.
Listen, you better not have no doubt in your mind. Just like I ain't got no doubt in my mind that this Usual Wines that I done almost finished already in the middle of this podcast is almost done. We haven't even gotten to our topic yet. We might have to hold our topic for Tahir and Farron. We should text them right now and make sure they're available next Sunday. So y'all know. Y'all already know how we feel about Usual Wines. I don't even know why we even need to do an ad. We should just be able to say, Usual Wines, buy it. Don't even wait.
Drink it.
Drink it right now. Okay, I mean, as long as you at your house, you know, chilling, drink it.
Drink it responsibly.
Drinking responsibly. Usual Wines is our third and final sponsor of today's episode. And they have been a friend of the Is This Going to Cause an Argument podcast all of 2020. And when I tell you, we are fans.
Love me some Usual Wine. Yeah, I'm still working on it. Actually, I'm going to have to order me a new box.
And I need you to go
ahead. Order it by the case. Okay. That's how good some Usual Wine is.
And I need my rosé.
Actually, a few cases last time.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I am not a red drinker, but I be tearing up their red. You hear me? Their rosé, though. Oh, my God. My God. It feels like a waking up in the morning. After you done just had a good night with your husband, and he done broke you off real good, and you just, and the kids.
Girl, I'm going
to tell you what it's like, and the kids are at grandma's. That's what it's like.
Is it?
That's what that rosé is like, honey. It's that good. Kids right. At grandma's, honey. So, let me describe Usual Wine for you. Usual Wine is for the modern drinker, okay? It's for that person that enjoys a nice glass every now and again. But especially with today's times, you don't want to be sharing bottles with folk. And not only that, you just don't want to be wasting a bottle of wine. Just because you drank on Wednesday don't mean you want to finish the bottle on Thursday.
Right.
So, each bottle is only 6.3 ounces. So that's a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of wine. Y'all know we just came back from Napa and they don't be heavy pouring. So this is, listen, when they were pouring our little glasses, I was like, y'all need to talk to Usual Wine because they pour the glass the way we like.
Take it up halfway at least.
Okay. So with the single serve format, it allows you to avoid ever having to deal with stale wine. Like I said, if you have a full bottle of wine and it's just you drinking it, and you are drinking responsibly, after a couple of days, that wine is going to be stale. So you can, you're experiencing like no longer bubbly or flat rosé. So Usual Wines are made in the world-class American viticultural area in California, Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Barbara. I think we can now say we've been to all three Mm-hmm. And they are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. They are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. So they have the red blend, which I am drinking currently. They have a rosé, and they have a sparkling white wine called Brut, which is really good if you're trying to make a mimosa.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me explain a little bit more about their no sugar. So the way a lot of, and also I want to explain their no additives. So let me start with that first. In the U.S., they allow over 60 additives to be added to wines. Well, usual wines is like, we don't want none of them. We don't need to enhance our flavors. What we do is what's good. Okay. So what they do is they harvest their grapes every fall. And in the fermentation process, what happens is that you are fermenting out the sugar and in comes the alcohol. Well, a lot of wineries, they stop the fermentation process prematurely on purpose to leave in some extra sugar, right? Usual wines is like, no. We're going to ferment out all of that sugar, leaving you with a really dry wine. Oh, and so you get less calories. Okay, we already in the holiday season. You will get all your calories in these pies, calories. In these macaroni and cheese, in these cookies, and these candies.
Macaroni and cheese.
I love it.
Trash.
So you're gonna want to drink a wine that's not adding and packing on the calories and the sugar. So this is what I want you all to do. I want you to go to the website at www.usualwines.com. And use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order. Again, that is www.usualwines.com and use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off and try your first glass on us. I promise you, listen, y'all know I'm an actress and I can sell salt to a snail. I'm not a drug dealer. But if I was, I'd be good at it. But this usual wine, I promise you, it is probably one of my favorite products that we have been allowed to endorse on this podcast. It's super duper good. It's super duper. I love it. And I mean, the bottle is cute. All of it. It's great. So anyways, you guys.
Oh, yes. I see a lot of people commenting. Yes, I think macaroni and cheese is trash.
Listen.
It's not food. Y'all stop eating that crap. It's not food.
Stop saying it is not food. It is food.
Cheese and noodles and it's just, come on, cut it out.
It is food. Y'all, Marcus does not.
Since I was a child, I've always looked at macaroni and cheese like, we should not be ingesting this.
I feel like it wasn't until we got together that you truly just stopped.
No, I didn't even eat mama's coming up.
I feel like you were eating it, and then all of a sudden, it just got you going.
Because, like we did Thanksgiving, they would look at me like, you ain't going to eat the macaroni and cheese, so I get just a little bit.
Listen, because I did. Let me tell y'all. We're not going to get to the top.
Does taste good. It does. It don't mean you... Crack is good, I'm sure.
No, it don't taste good.
It don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've had it. No, I'm just playing.
She has. But just because it's good don't mean it's like, oh, let me get some mac and cheese. Just the thought of just putting that in my body, I'm like, no. And I thought this from a child. I'm like, what is this again? I helped my mama make it, helped my granny make it. I'm like, I ain't eating this.
When he says it isn't food, I want to fight him. I'm like, it might not be healthy for you. It might not. Say,
fruit roll-up, sell. We can eat that.
Real quick, for this foolishness that you're saying, I do want to ask, what was your topic going to be?
Dang, what was it? First, originally, it was how was your Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Versus how did you wish it would go?
Ah.
How did you wish it went?
And then that was so good. We want to do that.
And then the I think I got a nose here or something.
That's okay.
And then the next one, the first one I thought of, there was a second one. First one I thought of was what do you hope next year looks like?
Okay, write that down.
That could be you know, later on, next couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that as our final podcast, because what I want to do is have Sahir and Farron on next week, so we need to text them. And then I want to have JT and Nina on the weekend.
Oh, he wants me to zoom in with the homies. I said last week would have been the perfect time to do it
for me. Oh, man. What time? Well, no, maybe when you have time off doing winter break. What is your time going to be off for winter break?
I don't know. After everything I done done it for this project, they're gonna give me the next month off.
Don't get me happy.
They won't, trust me.
Please.
I do have some time I have to take. But yes, like I was saying, macaroni and cheese is trash.
Huh. You suck. But that's how he is. He wasn't about to eat my macaroni and cheese, but I tried a new recipe that I was happy with. He was like,
you're going
to
try it. And it was delicious. It was absolutely phenomenal, but that's not something I'm going to be like, put that on my plate. Nah, I'm good.
So let's go ahead and talk about what you said, because I don't feel like it's going to be pertinent next week because we'll be so far from Thanksgiving. So let's close out this podcast, with that. Let's do that. So how was your Thanksgiving and how do you wish it would have been?
Somebody said fruit roll up is not trash. I mean, it's not food. Macaroni and cheese is food. They are both on the same level. I'm petty like it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But macaroni and cheese will go bad. A fruit roll up will stand the test of time.
It'll get hard, I'm sure.
That takes a long time. Sure, we didn't have fruit roll ups here for 3 years. That
wait on macaroni and cheese, just leave it out. As long as it don't mold, it might not even mold.
It does mold.
I bet that that 99-cent store macaroni, if you
and
made
nothing at the 99-cent store is that real.
Never, that would have never.
Anyways. How was your Thanksgiving and how do you wish it was?
Thanksgiving, it was actually good. It was actually our very first time only having just our family here.
And when we say just our family, we mean me and him and the children that came from our bodies. Didn't come. Niece didn't come. It was just us.
It was just us and the dogs.
And not to give you all of our business, but just real quick, there was a bit of a COVID scare in our working network. Yeah. And so just to be keeping everyone safe, we decided to
shut it down.
Because we were supposed to, the Fredericks family was supposed to come and celebrate with us. But because it was in our working circle, we were just like, yeah, let's just chill out for a little bit. Okay, but go ahead.
So that was different. It was just having us here. At first, it was the whole thing was a disappointment because it was just like, yeah, dang, we got to shut this down. You know, we want to be extra safe. Let's just not have anybody come over. But then that the day of and everything, it was fine because it was just like, okay, this is Thanksgiving. This is just us. This has never happened. And it was cool. It was like a lot less going on, which was relaxing. But at the same time, we've been hosting for so long. It's just like,
I do
kind of miss that, you know, just that. Hosting, even if it was, you know, dealing with all the leftovers, because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I do like eating them leftovers up through Sunday night. I do, but, it was a lot less food we had to cook this year. Not a lot of people, Angel made a joke, but it was very comforting. We used the same serving spoon for all the dishes. You didn't have eight different serving spoons out. It was just like, you take the trash macaroni and cheese, put on there. You take the stuffing, you scoop that gravy out, put it on there.
He was one spoon.
All with the one spoon. It was like, yeah, it's how it's supposed to be. But then even if we did have people over in these times, it would have been such a different thing because it's just like we got to, everybody have your own serving spoon. You know, it's no telling what we would have had to make it look like. But, I mean, it was cool. It was definitely different. Mm-hmm. But I did enjoy just having that time. We all ate, you know, sat together and ate and talked. Kids, they slowly. That dang side, that boy can eat. God,
yes,
dang.
He can.
I think he eats more than any of the kids.
Yes, he does. He does. He eats more than any and all of the kids.
But so yeah, it was cool. But I did miss the gathering that we usually do.
I agree. It was definitely a different vibe. What it was is probably what more like what a traditional Sunday dinner would be, but we don't do it. Yeah. We don't do Sunday dinner
We used to kind of do well. That's not enough. I was just nightly. This that was before the twins.
Yes, we used to cook more and sit at the table before the twins came, in an effort to get little Marcus to eat more food, we would purposefully do what we should do, which was have him set the table. We would sit down, we would turn off the TV, we would turn on light music, and we would have conversation and eat at the table together. So he would try more food just because he was involved with eating with us. That was something that I had talked to a professional who she specializes in helping kids eat more. I forgot what it's called. So It was great. We don't do that necessarily. We don't do it at all now, for real. The kids eat at the table. Me and Marcus are eating in front of the TV. Yeah. Like, it's pretty much what it is. It's not like how we grew up, at least not for how I grew up.
Not me. Like, yeah, we were all at the table. But the kids, they so loud.
Yeah.
And we just let them in there, and they have themselves a good time. Because otherwise, it's going to be like, why y'all so loud? Could y'all calm down?
Yeah.
I'm like, let them have fun. Don't need my grumpy ass sitting at the table.
So, it was, like I said, more like a traditional Sunday dinner. It was fun to be able to try new recipes because I definitely don't do that for the normal Thanksgiving.
Really, it was really good. Angel did a good job.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
It was out the hood. I was like comparing it. Like, I don't think we've had food this good.
Oh, okay. I tried a lot of Danny Rose's recipes, that's Stovetop Kisses. I've been wanting to try more recipes because both of our parents don't really run off of recipes. No. They run off of feelings. Right. And I can't do that. I need to know how much am I supposed to put in here? Like, I can try to fake the funk, but I don't want to. That's truly what it is. I do not want to when I know there are recipes that exist. Just give me what I'm supposed to put in there. And maybe over time I might spruce it up and do something different, but I don't want to. I want to just know that I'm cooking something that will eventually, at the end of it, taste really good. So since I was cooking for just my family, I didn't care if they didn't like it. If they said, I don't like this, oh well, I tried. Where when I'm hosting people, I like to do something that I know is going to turn out. And so usually my mother and my mother-in-law are here so that if I'm using something or cooking the way they typically do, they can be like, okay, yeah, that's good right there. Right there. Yeah. That's enough. Okay, that's cool and all, but I can't remember that for the next year to be like, okay, Angel, sing this song to yourself. And when you get to the second verse, that's enough that you poured into there. So, I like that part. But it was weird not having the loudest of other adults, not having a bunch of friends over for the kids.
Yeah.
But it was something sweet. It really, what I will say, it did bring out the true part of the true meaning of what Thanksgiving is supposed to be about. Not to say that I'm not thankful for my friends. I am. But at the core of me, I am thankful that I have this healthy family that the Lord has been able to allow me to provide for. And I FaceTimed my family. It was my aunts, my mom, my sisters. Except for one of my sisters, I was able to text her. And that was nice.
Yeah, I FaceTimed I was actually out frying the turkey when my brother hit me up. They was all
His mom and his sister were at his house. Yeah, at their house. So we did get to connect with our family. And I did get to connect with my friends. Did I tell you, Shania texted me. And she's just one of my homegirls that has spent, since we've known each other, she has spent every single Thanksgiving at my house. She just sent me a text thanking me for hosting her family every year for Thanksgiving since we weren't, hosting this year. So I do look forward to hosting again. It's not like I'm like, this is the way I want to do it from now on. Yeah. Absolutely not. There are only two times a year where it is guaranteed that our house will be packed with a bunch of people. And that is my birthday and then Thanksgiving. And I am not giving those up at all. Let me get my new house and I might add another goddang on event. Okay. So, while I, of course, COVID made things different and maybe not the way I wanted to, I do feel as though we had a great Thanksgiving with even that happening.
Yeah. No, we definitely did.
Got to teach my boys, well, one of the twins, Kai and little Marcus, some spades, rudiment stuff, the elementary aspects of spades. We didn't go too deep. And so that was nice. And I think little Marcus really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You didn't know he was on punishment from his tablet and his...
I didn't know.
Yeah,
but that's why... on Thanksgiving?
He's been on punishment all week.
That's why I told him to go with you early. I'm like, you ain't gonna do nothing here but stare at your tablet.
Because he just came off of punishment on Friday. Mm. So, but... So it was, I think he was just happy because it was something different that he was getting to learn. And eventually he'll be, you know, good enough that he can actually play at the table. But he was so excited because he had the big joker.
He kept on, so when can I use it? I was like,
no, he was like, so wait a minute. So the big joker doesn't have anything on it and the little joker does. And we were like, yes, the little joker has something on it. He was like, okay. He asked it like 3 times. So he waited until the right opportunity. He did do a good job. And it was the last hand. And when I tell you, he laughed so hard.
Especially when he found out that he cut my ace of spades.
He said,
he didn't even know what it meant. I said, now see, I would be mad because I held this for so long, but you about to cut my spade with your big joker. Y'all said, so I just lost the book and he could not stop. He was loving it.
He loved it. Even it was so sweet watching. We watched Keep Your Distance comedy show. And at the end of the Thanksgiving special, Kevin put his special, his comedy special, which is, you know, it's clean in the sense of he's not in there cussing. So the portion that he did play, Little Marcus sat and watched. And when I tell you, this boy
was dying.
When Kev talked about,
he was slapping his knee, laughing.
I'm talking about bent all the way over. When he said about the dog eating the same food as everybody in the house, he said, now the dog got diabetes. That's when Marcus started to flatline. So it was nice because that's not usual. We got to watch Jingle Jangle. We had to watch it twice because we fell asleep the first night because we watched it so late. But it was nice. And so I told him.
And him watching that, like we were sitting and watching, like it was so reminiscent of me growing up. Because like, I would be sitting there and a lot of times, you know, stuff that I wasn't supposed to be watching. Uh-huh. Like my dad would be watching Richard Pryor or somebody. And I would be in there laughing. What you laughing at? And then my dad would be laughing at me laughing at that.
Yes. I just sat there and recorded Little Marcus because it tripped me out. Like I tickle him all the time so he laughs then. But his laugh at a good joke, it just makes my soul sore. So I told him after I gave back his tablet and his Nintendo Switch, I said, I really enjoyed the time that you spent with us because you weren't buried in that. I said, so we're going to have to find times for you to take real breaks from this so that you can enjoy the family. And he was like, all right, I'm cool with that. All right, I'm cool with that. So, yeah, but I do understand why he's so involved with his tablet. Not just that it's addictive. He's able to talk to his friend that is his age.
Yeah, they can get on there and they sit there and argue. And it's basically, it's a almost like a play day for them. They on there having themselves a good time.
I mean, for hours. So, I didn't want to, especially since I knew his break was about to be over. I was just like, okay.
I know y'all wondering where the slum lord is.
Oh yeah, y'all have
he
asked.
Is at his grandma's and we are loving it.
So for those of you all who don't know who the slum lord is, it is our youngest son, Amar, who is one, who typically joins us for the podcast because he does not care about our happiness.
Somebody said he's drafting up the eviction notice.
Listen, you fools have not paid rent. The one fool don't like macaroni and cheese. The other one was bleeding in my sink. I'm not having it. Yes, my mother.
Worst tenants ever.
My mother made the mistake of asking for the baby yesterday. We didn't come out back out yesterday because we spent all yesterday getting COVID tests for me, the kids. And it was just, we were hungry and exhausted. So we weren't going back out. And I was like, but guess who's willing to bring them to you today?
Yeah.
My mother was like, that was for yesterday. I said, I don't care what you say. You getting him today. So he's actually.
That'll teach you.
he's actually on his way home right now because my niece is bringing him. And I was just like, just wait. We about to do the podcast. Don't have him show up until after the podcast.
Matter of fact,
y'all.
I'll drop off some diapers and
she already
snacks.
Wait a minute. My mother already has a case of diapers.
Oh, nice.
She literally could have let him
bring
spend the night.
I should go over and let the air out of all the tires. She's like, nah, just keep moving. Like, we went outside in the truck. And like, yeah, it happens.
If you would take my mother LA. For riding in that Mustang more often, she would keep him overnight more often. You just playing yourself.
I'm playing myself. I got in the Mustang this weekend for the first time in like a month.
I know. You should have picked her up right then and been like, how you doing? I'm trying to get your energy up so you can have enough energy to take care of Mar for 2 days.
Like, you know, that was draining, Marcus.
You know what'll really drain you? I bet you got enough. I bet you Amar will find it. Let me... Well, you guys, we're going to close this podcast. We're going to leave the topic that I had, what's your guilty pleasure? I don't know if we're going to use it for the Moors because we just booked them. They will definitely be on next week's podcast. Yeah. I was over here typing while we were doing the podcast. So we got them booked in. If we should leave guilty pleasures for them, if we could do the game of who's more likely to. Which one do you think? I feel like guilty pleasure, we're going to find some deep, dark secrets.
I have no guilty pleasure.
Like I'm talking about them.
Oh.
The Moors are something else. I was
going to say, what is it?
What?
The other one?
What you said. Oh, no. I was like, what you said? The other one is who is more than likely to do this thing?
Yeah. I think that one.
Okay, we'll do that one with them. Okay. And then, like I said, the next week we're going to go ahead and book JT and Nene from Pillow Talk Podcast. We'll have them on for a little bit. They have been huge supporters of this podcast. They do better publicizing our podcast than we do. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. They do. I'd be one to be like, just send me, you know what? Just schedule that on mine so it'll go out. So we want to show them some love and introduce our audience to them. So if you're looking for another podcast, you'll be able to find them. They're a lot younger than us. So if you got that young vibe, you'll love them. All right, you guys. Again, a special thank you to Usual Wines, Pipe It, and BetterHelp for sponsoring us. Again, a special thank you to over 140 40. People that watched this podcast
at
live.
One time, and we don't know how many people came in and out, but yes, we appreciate y'all stopping through.
We literally did the podcast later in this day because we knew a lot of them were going to be attending an event that was happening earlier, and we wanted to be able to give them the opportunity to tune if they wanted to and not have to choose between the two. So thank you so much, Patreon. Again, you can join our Patreon for the low of only $5
a month.
And let me tell you, my Patreon, just FYI, will be getting first dibs at my monthly subscription. Dear God, it'll eventually be monthly. Let me correct myself. My quarterly subscription box, Mama Likes, they will be getting it before the regular public. So if you want to be one of those people that get to get a little sneak peek in order before everybody else, join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. You'll also get some of Marcus's new product, Queen Shit, before the rest of the public. So come on over.
Come on through, y'all.
Okay, and be a part of our immediate family. We will be back next Wednesday with our guests from More to the Story, The Moors to Hear and Fair and More. And if you haven't already, make sure you are rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts and also subscribe to this YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, if you're watching us.
Absolutely. I'm about to let Patreon know what I'm working on.
Ooh, so we're going to end this podcast and Patreon's going to know what Marcus is working on. So if you're not up on our Patreon, you ain't going to know. All right, you guys, y'all be blessed and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.